Blog Talk Radio.
Bonjour. Dobro jutro. Good morning. Don't get me started. I just picked up the paper. You know that the first hour is the rudder of the day. And I do hope that before you turned on TV, before you turned on my show that I know you're listening to, Live with Kathy, on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners in any country around the world. Thousands of shows and millions of listeners. By a click of a Z button, discover what the world has to say. Our world is shrinking. That golden thread is getting tighter and tighter, bringing all of us together. Now, come on, just take a nice big stretch and a good yawn. And be grateful. Be in joy. Be in gratitude. Be happy now. Feel good now. You have been given the honor of existing in today's society. In life, take time to live. Our world and life have so much to give. Okay, enough of the spirituality. You do know, if you're a follower of my show, you do know that you have created your life. Look, there's no discussion. What do you want me to say? It's all your choices. Choice, 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 choice. And if you're not living the life that you dream of, it's your choice. Is your life normal, nuts, or loony? That's the topic of today's show. And I'm just sitting here thinking, how many times do you have to say it, Kath, over and over and over again? You have to take responsibility for your life, period. And you're responsible enough to have logged on to blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson and listened to any of my archive shows. Until I got a hold of this article, am I normal, nuts, or loony? I kind of think I'm one of those descriptions at any point in my life. But you know what? I just want you to be childlike, not childish. See, there aren't any do-overs. You know, once we're ready to leave this dimension of living, unless you believe in past lives, by the way, I do, but don't tell anyone. As I don't want to digress too much from today's show, I want it to be fun. But there are times when, okay, the call-in number is 347-637-3789. That's 347-637-3789. You could email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Oh, and you could write to me, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And be sure and log on my site, kathywatsonspeaks.com. And click on all of the buttons. But I'll get into that a little bit later. I have to share this with you. Well, there are a couple of things that I have to share with, but this one, I don't know. Rami Emanuel. It has to do with tourism in Chicago. Now, that you know that I am world-traveled. And the first thing that I want to be aware of are the safe areas that I should be visiting and the not-so-safe. Because, you see, once you're shot, you're dead. Once you're killed, you're dead. You're dead. What are you going to debate? What's there to debate? Now, if I'm going to go to Washington, D.C., I'm going to want an itinerary of the safe places that I could be. I'm not going to go into anyone's ghetto or an area that was off limits. Now, I don't mean to laugh. I don't know whether it's nuts, loony, or if this is normal for him. I don't get it. Now, I'm Chicago bred and born. I moved out of the city for many reasons. But when I lived in the Gold Coast and on Michigan Avenue, yeah, I had privy to those regions, which were beautiful, very costly. I didn't make it a point to go to the areas that were iffy, that are just loony and nuts. You cannot pick up the paper and not read about someone being killed. I don't care. No, it's not me. All you have to do is log on. I'm telling you, I won't even go to the areas that the French, l'amour, l'amour, love is in the air. Okay, this is what it's all about. And by the way, I dislike everyone equally, so I'm not taking sides. I just can't figure this guy out. It says here, it's November 20th, Rahm on French Dis, and he says, don't get me started on what I think of the French. I don't think that would be good. Now, let me read the article to you, and you make a decision. And then let's ask him, if he were to go to France, how would he protect himself? Rami tried to be diplomatic Tuesday, even as he condemned France for advising French travelers visiting Chicago to avoid the West Side and steer clear of everything south of 59th Street. I won't even go there. And I'm Chicago bred and born. See, I value my life. And Rami, you don't walk on water. Don't get me started on what I think of the French. I don't think that would be good, the mayor said, doing his best to avoid an international incident. Choosing his words carefully, Rami then tiptoed around the warning to travelers posted on the French Ministry of Foreign Affairs website and highlighted recently by the Washington Post. The mayor noted that Chicago tourism has grown by 41% thanks to the visitors from China and all over the world. That has moved Chicago up a notch from 10th to 9th place among major cities. Hotel construction is also off the charts. But did the tourists go to the south side of Chicago? Did they go to the troubled areas? So Rami said, if people didn't go to the west side, they wouldn't see Garfield Park. If they didn't come to the south side, ain't no way I'm going. They wouldn't see Pullman Park, which soon will get national landmark designation. One of the things that makes Chicago so strong is our neighborhoods. Rami, I ask, how safe are our neighborhoods? People who come to Chicago Want to see the number one art museum in the world, the Art Institute? Oh, no, that's just down the street on Michigan Avenue. That's not on the west side. Absolutely not. I know the Art Institute. I live down the block from it on Michigan Avenue. They want to see all of the Tony Award-winning theater companies. But they also want to see the vibrancy of our neighborhoods. Really? Rami? Could you define that? Sounds kind of nuts to me. What neighborhood are you going? What neighborhood is so vibrant? You know, define that. I'm not being a smart aleck. I just need some clarity. Whether that's Garfield Park, which is extraordinary, Pullman Park, which is extraordinary in the history of the United States, whether it's the Museum of Science and Industry, or whether here on 95th Street at the CTA Red Line Station in a year from now will be one of the great world artists. What? Rami argued that tourists who adhere to the French government advisory and remain cloistered downtown will be missing out on what makes Chicago so unique, which is our neighborhoods, our communities, and the people who live in them. Really? But how safe would I be? I don't know. Is the hierarchy in Chicago, are they inhaling? We're talking about life. We're talking about kids who are afraid to go to school. And, of course, I have to tell you again, and I'll say it over and over and over. I have the solution to making our schools very, very safe, regardless of what grade it is. Now, this is not only in Chicago. Every politician statewide, worldwide, America, I don't care. It should be mandated that if you take office, your children go to the local schools. Rami, your children should be attending the Chicago public schools. Why aren't they? Do you have any idea how safe our schools would be? You see, all children are royal. They deserve, darlings, they're our future. They're our future. And they're afraid to go to school. They're afraid to go to school. And Rami, I just gave you the solution to making our neighborhoods really monumental in their safety. And then the French wouldn't have to say that. They have every reason. They want to protect their citizens. Now, Rami and all of you out there, you're going to travel to Mexico? Ah. Oh, I'm sure you'll want to go to all of the areas that they say it's off limits because you want to pick up the nuts, the core, the looniness of the citizens and what it's like to live in Mexico when you're scared to death to get into a car. I love Mexico, Puerto Vallarta, Cancun. I'd go back in a heartbeat, but not right now. I want to come out. See, I want to live the rest of my life being childlike and enjoying every moment because this is all you have. This is all you have right now. I'd love to have a conversation, a gentle, non-evasive, making no one right or wrong, with any of you politicians with any of you. You know, we the people, remember? I read that not too long ago. We the people. I have the solution, darlings, to Social Security and Medicare. Hey, keep your hands off our Social Security. Did you hear me? It's ours. We earned it the old-fashioned way. So I did, we the people. And again, I have the solution. But methinks it's falling on dead ears. Here it is. I've got it. It's right here. Our purpose, our intention, to enjoy life to the fullest with liberty while pursuing happiness. We've earned it. We, the people, petition you to preserve and strengthen our earned benefits under Social Security and Medicare. Remember, we, the people, are aware all legislators are paid by the government. And who pays the government? Yo, we do. We, the people, ask for justification and clarity. Now, here's the answers, darling. Here's the solution on why you and legislators made special laws for yourself and your colleagues and exempt yourself from cumbersome laws you make for the rest of us. Clarify this. Justify your Cadillac, Lamborghini pensions. Justify lifetime health insurance for yourself and your families. Justify the ability to retire with full benefits after less than 10 years of service with other perks. Why the vast divide, separation in your health care pension and our Social Security and Medicare? We the people choose you and legislators to dig deep into your own pockets to pay down the federal debt. We didn't do it. You did. I'm telling you, voters, you better pay attention to any elections that are coming up. Yeah, President Obama and all legislators, we choose you to resolve this debacle by doing the right thing. Oh, and what did you all do on November 6, 2012? Huh? What did you do? What did you do? Oh, you know what you did. Hands off our Social Security and Medicare. We the people are aware that both Social Security and Medicare have unfairly been targeted for deep spending cuts and reforms in order to pay down the federal debt while keeping in place exorbitant tax loopholes for large profitable corporations and wealthy Americans. This is not acceptable. You see, the solution is you take ours or we take yours and we become one. We've closed the gap. Hands off. It's our money. We earned it the old-fashioned way. We worked for it. And just to give you a little comparison. Most people on Social Security, this is what they live on, and I don't know, I think the highest that anyone ever gets is over $1,000. Can you imagine what these fat cats are getting? My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty. Mr. Obama, what did you do? All of you legislators, not just him. I told you, I dislike them all equally. 2013, the year to unleash the power of your voice. Look, it's your country. If you wanted to go to hell in a handbasket, that's your decision. I'm ready to take on this Part D. I have to have all of my facts. I want justification. Just justify. And you know, we seniors, God love you. I'm one of you. Hey, they said, this is the time of our life. This is what we worked for. To retire to whatever you want to rekindle, refire. Don't retire your passion. Find another passion. But this is our time to sit back and be rewarded. Are they loony, nuts, or is it just me? Homeowners in one area, allegedly, their tax rate went up for their house. Tell me, what perks are we getting? This is November 20th, 2013. The year to reign supreme. What? Do you know what our COLA increase will be, cost of living adjustment? In 2014, $19 a month. But Part D with prescription plan came along and said, well, yeah, but you're going to shell out more. You know, pharmaceuticals, when is more going to be enough? And I'll let you know when that social, I will designate. I will make sure that you know about Part D. I want justification. I want to know what the hell is going on. And who are these people that are always making these laws that I don't even know about? We're the constituents, and sometimes I think we are loony and nuts. Where is the normalcy in all of this? Chicago has the reputation of killings. Rami comes along and says, if you want to see Garfield Park, don't let this frighten you. Oh, really? What are they inhaling? Instead of, let's dissolve all of the myths about Chicago. You're truly safe. And then give me the reasons why I would be safe venturing into all these neighborhoods. I wouldn't leave Michigan Avenue. And then, of course, they had their issues with dancing hormones, young kids running in packs, terrorizing tourists. Really? Hey, Rom, you and I needs to talk. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. The call-in number is 347-637-3789. That's 347-637-3789. And the shows are archived. BlogTalkRadio.com, Kathy Watson, and click on any of the dates. Now, here's something that's going to make your heart sing. Oh, by the way, all of you in Washington, Illinois, all of you beyond that, your homes, your lives have been devastated by the storm. Oh, I'm sending you a great big hug. Imagine. You're sitting right now in the comfort of your home, your office, or whatever. And imagine, in a blink of an eye, it's gone. You have nothing. But you survived. Pull yourself up by the bootstraps and start all over again. Chicago Sun-Times front page. After the storm. Oh, this was just really touched my heart. There's a picture of a mom and a dad holding a little baby. Jim and Becky of Washington, Illinois, lost their baby grand almost 20 years ago. On Sunday, this beloved family photo was lost in the tornado. This is surreal. Now, this treasure is going back after it was recovered more than 100 miles away. A treasure lost and found. Beloved family photo of a baby who died recovered far from tornado site. Washington, Illinois, swirling in the wind and rain that battered the Chicago area Sunday, was a picture. Oh, man. A color family portrait taken in 1994 of Jim and Becky Holt and their newborn baby Grant, who died weeks later after heart surgery. Another little angel. It was snatched into the sky by a tornado that leveled Becky's home as she hid in the basement around 150 miles southwest of Chicago. That's Washington, Illinois. The picture showing Grant in a black and white checkered outfit traveled across northwest Illinois on the back of winds gusting at nearly 200 miles per hour before landing in a yard outside a company in Bolingbrook, where an employee picked it up and she went into the office, posted the photo on Facebook, dedicated to the victims of the tornado that lost their belongings. And Becky, the mommy, said, "I'm so grateful for that. That photo and some others of her baby boy are all I have left of him. The thought of losing the photo upset Becky and her daughter, Paige, 16, a competitive cheerleader. Oh, if Grant were alive today, he would be 18. Nor was it only the item recovered thanks to the kindness of strangers. A funeral card that Becky kept next to her dad's ashes landed in the backyard near Midway Airport. And this gal was letting out her dogs, and she noticed it. At first, I was going to ignore it, think it was just a stray piece of paper, but then I saw there was a prayer on one side and that it was laminated. And she saw that it came from Washington. How surreal is that? The revised initial figures of 250 to 500 homes was upward to 1,000 that were destroyed. Why? A photo. And the funeral card. And I'm looking at the destruction. Wouldn't you agree? There is kindness in the world. Okay, so the other side of the coin. Oh, dear. The poor things. Wolf Point. They're building three towers at the fork of the north and south branches of the Chicago River in front of the River Point building that contains the Chicago Sun-Times office. But the neighbors are so upset. Now, it's a billion-dollar high-rise development. And the owners on the opposite side of the Chicago River from Wolf Point don't have a constitutional right to their iconic view of downtown, their view is going to be diminished. Oh. They're going to dismiss it. Sorry, those of you that your view is going to be obstructed. How about stepping out of your little pity pot and whining and think of Washington, Illinois? Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. The topic today, are we nuts, normal, or loony? But before we go into that, I mean, it is really, we're going to talk about your quirks, your dreams, your anxieties explained. When you log on my site, go to books. And the first book you're going to see is The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Oh. There's an offer. You know, looks do matter. When you purchase, well, listen to the show. I'm getting close to that. I'll tell you how to get the book free. But in the meantime, scroll down and see choices. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs introduced by Kathy Watson. Your time is life. That's what Steve Jobs said. Your time is limited. So don't waste it living someone else's life. Read the stories, the trials, the tribulations, the challenges, the upsets that 14 of us went through to get to where we are today. You won't put the book down. Every single person should have this book. Yeah, you youngins too, you grasshoppers. Yes, life is yours to dare. You're bulletproof. Really? Okay. Enjoy the moment. It won't last. Slow down. Enjoy the music. This moment is all that you have. You know, we're celebrities in our own right. You'll be immersed in the power of our voice, choice, and challenges. You'll embrace our determination, purpose. You'll laugh, you'll cry. You'll rejoice in our, we claim it, it's ours, victorious achievements. What can you learn from choices? You can fulfill your dreams. It's never too late. You can overcome adversity and succeed. You can live your life in paradise, but definition of paradise, is it material or is it spiritual? It's your choice. No one cares. I'm always amused at so many that are so concerned about living by comparison and competing. The reality is no one really cares. They only care about themselves. The only one that matters is me, myself, and I. Get the book. It's soft copy, hard copy, e-book, Kindle, and Nook. And you'll want it on your desk, not your coffee table. You'll want to share it with the world. Share it with the world. Author House, Barnes & Noble, and Amazon.com. And then scroll down to The Heart of the Lion. Man, whoa, listen, honey, part of that story is true. And I reviewed it yesterday. It's going to be a movie. I'll keep you posted on that. Going to be a movie. And then look at 101 ways to improve your life. The Passionate Warrior, my chapter. You'll love it. Now, the heart of the e-book is The Elixir. You know how to get choices, Amazon, an Author House, and Barnes & Noble. Africa, Amazon, and Ex Libris. And 101 Ways to Improve Your Life, Amazon.com, and Self Growth. I do this, mostly for me. It keeps my brain sharp. It centers me. And I just realize how unimportant silly things are. I don't always want to be normal. I like being a little nutty and loony. I love being childlike. Unless you want to be a gassy old geezer. Now, Live with Kathy Consortium. You ever have that little dream kind of still niggling, dancing in your heart that you have a product, you have a service? I don't know what you have, but the world has to hear about it. Think about being a partner with me on talk radio. Most people call it a sponsorship. I call it partner. We're all in this together. How do you do it? Well, it's an introductory offer. It's 10 weeks. You have to call me at 847-882-8717, and then we'll talk about what it is that you want to share with the world. Because, yes, darlings, the world will hear you. And then we together compose a little mini-mercial. It's heard 4 times a week, and in the 10 weeks, it's on the air 40 times. But here's the good news. This is climbing higher on your personal development. We're going to find out about you. So now you're invited to be a co-host, and no loose cannons. I will guide you. We'll rehearse. Now you're on the air with me. Did you know that radio is a strong communicator? It's a powerful marketing tool. Now if you're just looking at radio, I need more customers. I need to. Take your money and put it somewhere else. I don't want it. Anyway, it costs me to put you on the air because all the time that I spend with you to develop you, the authentic you, to find out what you're really made of. So you email the whole world and tell them that you were co-hosting with me on the date. You give them the archived blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson in the date, and now you listen to you. Yeah. Tell me what you thought. How dynamic were you? How interesting. I mean, did they grab it and run to the computer or phone and say, man, I got to get in touch with that person. It resonates with me. Now, if we fall short of that, this is the good news. Now we sit down and we tweak it. And then I'll put you on the air again. It's not costly. There's an initial low, low fee in the 3 figures. Low, low, low. And if that isn't worth it, then I don't care. Go and rent a big radio studio and produce your show. And then here's the good news, too. You may decide that you want your own show. 15-minute, half hour, 45 minutes, an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours. It could happen. But I also want you to be prepared that you have to have a business plan. As the population ages, the need for your services, your products, whatever it is, grows and grows and grows. My partners, Iron Workers, District Council of Chicago and Vicinity, I salute you. Did you know they're co-creators of art in the form of creative construction? I love to illuminate the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Did you know that ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development, earn while you learn? You have to qualify, 4-year apprenticeship, but you're earning money. After the 4 years, you don't have any tuition fees to pay. You've been making money. Your pension has been growing. You get your health care. How sweet is that? And it's college affiliate. Log on, ironworkers.org. Don't stop 3 inches from gold. Do you want to find out more about ironworking and the proud men and women who work at our trade? YouTube.com/Union Ironworkers. YouTube.com/Ironworkers Impact. And if you truly want to hear about them internationally, statewide in Canada, log on ironfest.com or go to the archives, blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, and click on August 9th. I salute them all. And there is a CD out, Fanfare to, Ironworkers with a Noble Profession, and it opens with this bombastic Aaron Copland's Fanfare to the Common Man. 8 minutes long. It's available. Just get in touch with me. You could call in 347-637-3789 or email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Write to me at Post Office Box 95913 and check my web, kathywatsonspeaks.com. Now, in the book Choices, Rika Kauf has a chapter. She is the director of the 50-plus consortium at Hoffman Estates Park District. Log on heparks.org. You don't have to be bored and lonely. You could get back into living life like it's golden. Log on to the park districts, senior centers, and libraries. Almost the end of the month. I can't believe it. Cannot believe Wednesday the 20th. Oh, I'll get over it. Get over it, Kath. Greg McIntyre is our CPA. ahtax@ameritech.net. It shall be his pleasure to help you with some financial issue. Now, he gives you a complimentary few minutes, but then after that, rates are individually assessed. And remember I said that you could get the e-book free? Yeah, because looks do matter. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. Shh. Secret number 7, page 42. I share with you my secrets for distressing my face. Anger releases toxins into the body, and this cream is only available through me. Can't get it anywhere else. It's under $50. It's 2 ounces. Plus shipping and handling. All sales are final. No returns, no refunds, no nothing. It is so effective you use it only 3 times a week. And then you have the distinct pleasure, and so do I, of working with you one-on-one. We'll be childlike again. I'd love to do a seminar, workshop, on the Elixir of Youth. Move over, Ponce de Leon. I have discovered the secrets to the Fountain of Youth. I think it's time now that we make this resolution that the economy is doing pretty good. What? You don't agree? Have you gone to any of these discount stores? People who are overweight and disheveled, don't really care enough about themselves to clean up, to go shopping. Their baskets are filled with junk. And then all you have to do is click onto a football game. 100,000 people. Where are they getting the money? where are they getting the money? And the good news is that you too could be enjoying that. Perhaps they have their own home-based business. Yeah, they have a corporate job, but they said, wait a minute. I'm tired of making all of you fat cats look good. I'll stay with the corporate business, but I want my own business at home. You get to be the CEO. You choose your own hours. How beautiful is that? And you're going to make it a family affair. You're going to teach kids about money. You're smart enough. You don't need a college degree. And no, many of these home-based businesses charge nothing. You're going to get in touch with Leticia, L-E-T-E-C-I-A dot myshackley.com. Her story is one of a kind. And today, she's in her late 70s. She gets a residual check, four figures every month. I don't care if you've been downsized. Are you a solopreneur? Are you an entrepreneur? Are you retired? There is a way. Forget about dreams. I want this to be, okay, it's a dream and you're going to achieve it. You're on that mountain, but you're going to do it. You are going to achieve what it is that you desired because it's all your attitude anyway. When you change your mind, you change your life. So we're going to change your mindset about a home-based business, and they do work if you work the business. There's an opportunity out there that offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself while making money and encouraging you to believe in you. You see, that's what happens. Most people don't believe in themselves. Call to action. Calling all women of the world in America and globally. The year to reign supreme, the year to lift our voices, heard in solidarity. Together we can make a difference in diverse and remarkable ways. The days of getting wealthy by working for corporate America are numbered. Did you get wealthy working 60, 70, 80? It's okay to be a 9-to-5-er. Stay with it, but build on your off time, your passion. Have you considered more profitable, less risking, and more of a soul-nourishing approach? Home-based business. You're going to have to shift your strategies. Change is constant. You're going to bring the kids in. Enough of football, soccer, basketball. They're all great. But what do they know about finance? Money is just an exchange between people. You can make money, recognize the infinite opportunities you have, but you're going to challenge yourself. I don't know, do you have the desire? It takes a special person. More people today are becoming wealthy from nothing. And this could be, it's pandemic. And you guys too, mom, dad, stay-at-home moms, stay-at-home dads, teach your kids the power of creating and embracing the business that is yours. Leticia, L-E-T-E-C-I-A dot myshackley dot com. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. You ready? This is an article that I took from a magazine. I had to chuckle through it. Have you ever wondered if you're normal, nuts, or just plain loony? You're going to love this. Let me get to it. Okay. Are you neurotic, paranoid, and phobic? Do you sometimes feel like a nut? Sometimes you don't. Do you obsess about your behavior, thoughts, and fears? Do you ask yourself, are my idiosyncrasies interfering with my ability to get on with life? If not, you're merely one of those lovable, loopy creatures we call humans. Case in point. This never occurred to me, but this happens in some people's lives. Why do I get angry in an elevator when someone presses the button I've just pressed? Why does it matter? Did you ever wonder why it matters? Okay, now I'm going to ask you something. Are you normal and nuts? Why is it that when I'm trying to fall asleep, I feel compelled to solve problems like if someone jumped off the Sunshine Skyway Bridge, how fast would he be going when he hit the water? I'm not joking. I actually had to get out of bed and grab the calculator. This is a simulation of are you normal or nuts? Okay, here's the verdict. It could be anything. Not nuts, just exhausted. Ironically, that bridge thing is exactly the kind of math puzzle that used to put most of us to sleep. Even if it's odd, it doesn't make you crazy. Now, this is what a psychotherapist says. She's an author of Money, Sex, and Kids, Three Things You Can Worry About All Night Long. The crux of the matter, you're using your brain as a memo pad. That's what she said. We all do this during the day. Remember to buy birdseed. Remember to buy birdseed. But wait a minute. Just make a fist with your right hand and just chant that three times. I'll buy the birdseed. I'll buy the birdseed. I'll buy the birdseed. And release it. Trust me. You've already registered in your brain, and you'll do it. It may interfere with our concentration, but it doesn't stop us from sleeping at night, does it? It does. Just as you're drifting off to sleep, you come up with something that your brain, now drowsy and illogical, feels it must solve before it forgets. But if you keep a pen and pad pencil next to your bed, you can write down the problem and something like, do this in the morning. Where's your pen and pad? Are you writing this down? Is your mirror there? Did you pick up the mirror to tell yourself how amazing you are? I write myself notes. Once you've written it down, it's a given. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to keep reminding yourself to take action. Now, this is normal or nuts? This is, And then I have to share with you the three historical figures who were on the nutty side. Normal or nuts? Sometimes when a sad but lovely song comes on the radio, I imagine that it would be a nice song to play at my child's funeral. That's weird. If he were to, God forbid, a gazillion, bazillion times, die young, then I start to imagine other details about the service. Is this insane? The verdict? Actually, not insane. Music has a way of stirring deep emotion, and sad songs stir up surprise, the sad ones. As we listen to, let's say, Adelai or whatever her name is, sorrow washes over us, and soon our thoughts are going, rolling in the deep, depressing places we usually avoid. Down there in the dark lurks our greatest fear, death, especially the death of a child. Confronted by an emotion too overwhelming, the brain has to do something to keep from going over the edge. So, It turns the page into a project, a do-it-yourself. Well, I don't know. That would be the last thing. I have to tell you, I wouldn't even think of it. I would not even think of it. Are you normal or nuts? I'm beginning to think a lot of these questions are a little nutty. When I speak to someone, I often wonder how they might react if I slap them. I don't know, I'd slap back. What would you do? Are you normal, nuts, or loony? Let me share with you three historical figures who were on the nutty side. Henry VIII. He seemed to have been what is a colloquially known as a sociopath. This is what historian Lisa Bryan said. He was charming when he wanted to be, but he seemed to lack any normal emotional attachment, even to those who were closest to him. He executed friends and wives without compunction. He also dispensed with laws willy-nilly, such as breaking a 1,000-year religious tradition when the Pope wouldn't grant him an annulment to marry Anne Boleyn. No permit? No problem. Hank declared himself the head of the Church of England and expected his subjects to just accept this. The smart ones did, because if you angered Hank, you could lose your head. He not only had his wives executed, he had a friend's mother executed when he got mad at the friend who was out of town. In short, Henry was filled with rage, lust, violence, and the absolute inability to empathize. He's nuts. He was nuts. Edgar Allan Poe? Most of us managed to stay sane by not thinking about the extremely distressing fact that we're all going to, well, let's just say that we're all going to miss the 2134 Olympics. So what? But Poe, he thought about that, huh? Scheduling to conflict all the time. Poe was just morbidly obsessed with death. That's what Alan Hilford, director of psychology in Brooklyn, said. But because he was a very creative guy, he was able to incorporate this into his work. Is that normal? No, it's brilliant. Poe also may have at times wandered into the realm of psychotic thinking. That's something that happens with some severely depressed individuals. The depression can be so overwhelming that they start to lose the ability to discriminate what's real and what's not. So if a raven flies into the study and starts making conversation, it just seems normal. The verdict? Uh-uh. Maybe the word is just plain old dreary. And then we have Joan of Arc. She didn't see people. She heard voices. That in itself does not deem a person insane. It's how the voices speak to a person and what they say that can tip the scale. Hallucinations seem to come from someplace outside of you. But Joan heard three different saint voices, even caught them talking amongst themselves. That's unusual. She also saw a bright light when the voices came to her. So, is she schizophrenic? The jury is out on Joan, unlike the jury in her day, which burned her at the stake. The verdict? It's your call. Are you normal, nuts, or loony? I just think we're all normal. Have a great day. Until tomorrow at 11. Kathy Watson, au revoir.